This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October the 4th, 2006. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, why don't we turn to the last item of our agenda and see if we can complete that by the lunch break. That concerns the Mangiardo audit. And I believe we have a late submitted document. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move for the suspension of the rules for the timely submission of documents to consider agenda document 06-62A.
Vice Chairman, so moved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries by a vote of all six commissioners present. Any opening thoughts? Does the counsel's office want to begin? Does our audit team want to begin? How do we want to proceed here? Or does the Vice Chairman want to begin? And the Vice Chairman has introduced a document. Mr. Vice Chairman, why don't we begin with you?
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to begin by, informing those people from the public who are here that we've now entered the least interesting phase of the day. And if you want to get an early jump on lunch, feel free, because what we're dealing with here is a process matter. We have before us a report of the Audit Division on a Senate campaign, and there is a paragraph in this report on page 7, which I think is simply inartfully phrased, but given the processes and practices of the agency, it meant that the correcting of that, or what I believe will be a simple correcting of that, requires action in this forum, and so we will do that. What this all relates to is the legal duties of political committees to comply with the FEC's requirements that they report contributions or loans from the candidate of $1,000 or more that are received less than 20 days or more than 48 hours before the election. The parlance we used is the 48-hour reports. And this committee, the audit staff, has concluded that this committee received contributions which should have been reported and were not. And those contributions came from two sources. The first source was an independent group, which in this case was called MoveOn.org, a famous independent group, but one whose activities are like many others, that solicited contributions for this candidate on their website and then forwarded those contributions to the campaign. As I understand it, both the information as to who those donors were and the sums themselves were transferred to the Senate campaign within the 48-hour time period, and the auditor's conclusions were, as a consequence, those had to be reported. And I want to make sure that as I go through that both the audit staff and our lawyers correct me if I'm wrong as to my understanding of the facts, because one of the reasons it's on our agenda now and didn't get handled earlier is it took me a long time to really feel comfortable that I really understood what the nature of these two different transactions were, and they're all lumped together as a like kind in paragraph 7, which is really the source of my concerns. The second set of transactions involved the campaign's website itself, and the Senate campaign, as they all do, had a website which allowed individuals to make contributions to the Senate campaign directly on the website, and the Senate campaign hired a vendor to operate that part of its site, and this vendor collected the information from people who wanted to donate, forwarded the information as to the credit cards and the identity of the donor and the sums onto the credit card companies, who then processed it through, forwarded those sums back to the vendor, and then the vendor ultimately transferred those funds and the identity of the donors and the sums they contributed and the dates to the campaign. And as I understand it, these 48-hour reports involve funds that were contributed on the website. The payments have been processed through, and the money have been received by the campaign, again within the 48-hour reporting window. The problem, as I understand it, is that the campaign had arranged with its website vendor to receive periodic reports on who had made contributions and how much they'd contributed, and that those reports were tied to the FEC reporting period, so the campaign could get the information from the vendor and process the reports, but that they did not arrange to have reports delivered, contemporaneously or at least on a daily basis within the 48-hour time period, and as a consequence didn't file some 48-hour reports, and that is the source of the second set of problems. And that the conclusion of the audit staff is that because on the website side, the vendor is working for the campaign. The campaign had an obligation and had the capacity to reach out and draw down data in a way that would have allowed them to timely file their 48-hour reports, and that all made sense to me. The problem is that the phraseology, as I read it on page 7, mixes both the contributions from Move On and the contributions from the vendor together and describes the campaign as having a duty in the 48-hour time period to reach out to these outside groups and collect information from them as to who had contributed to the campaign. And while I think that analysis makes sense in looking at the vendor for the campaign's own website, I did not see our regulations as creating a similar duty or obligation to reach out to outside groups that are fundraising for you, but that have not yet transferred the sums, the contributions and the donor identity to the campaign. And so, having said all of that, I drafted up and have circulated to both OGC and the auditors some language which I think more fairly splits out these two kinds of transactions, identifies the natures of the problems that occurred, and makes clear that to the degree that these funds were received and the information was received by the vendor working for the campaign, running the campaign's own website, the campaign did have a duty to obtain that information from that vendor. I wanted to try and make sure first that the audit staff and the legal department thinks that I've got it right, that I understand, at least at this late date, what the nature of those transactions were, what we're saying the legal duties were, and then more broadly whether that comports with the sense of the commission here.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Audit team's thoughts, council's thoughts, please.
Yes. As far as the audit division is concerned, we feel that you've gotten the facts correct on your paragraph, and it seems fine with us. It seems like an appropriate substitute for that paragraph.
Thank you. Yeah. Council's thoughts?
We just had one comment, and that is with respect to the credit card contributions from the credit card vendor, and that is, if the theory is that they had access to the information and the contributions were received by the committee from the credit card contributor within the 48 hours, then I'm not sure we have to address the issue of agency. We can, but we're not actually required, because the facts are such that they had the contribution within the 48 hours and they had the information within the 48 hours. And so there's no necessity to say that the credit card contributor is actually the agency of the committee. That's the only comment. You can, but it's not necessary. We don't think it's necessary.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
And I guess the question I had is, my understanding was that as to the credit card vendor, the vendor had was unclear to me whether the committee itself had the information as to the donors or simply had access to it.
Right.
The committee could access the database at any time, real time. So as the contributor made a contribution, they could see it right away.
But if I can just clarify,
please,
but they hadn't received a report from the vendor. They didn't actually they had the capacity to go out and pull down the data, but it hadn't been formally provided to them.
The understanding is the arrangement that they had with the vendor was that the vendor supplied a monthly report to the committee, which were used for the committee to prepare the fact reports. But for this particular case, yeah, they could have gone online any time and see the information from the database.
Discussion of these issues. And Mr. Vice Chairman, you wish to...
No one else wants to speak on this gripping question. I would like to move for the adoption of the report of the audit division on the Daniel Mongiardo for Senate campaign, which appears as agenda document 06-62, as amended on page 7 by the text that appears in agenda document 06-62A.
Vice Chairman has moved to approve agenda document number 06-62 as amended by agenda document 06-62A in the report concerning Daniel Mongiardo for the United States Senate. Discussion on the Vice Chairman's motion to adopt. Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries by a vote of 5-0 with Commissioner Walther absent. And this matter is concluded. Thank you very much.
Okay.